This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The state semifinal from Staunton High School is underway. Gray puts a toe to it down the heart of the field. It will take one hop at the five into the end zone for a touchback. And the Trojans will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So that will bring All-State quarterback Corbin Clark onto the field for the Auburn Trojans, as Noah Meyer is his tailback. His wide receivers, Jared Wilson, also an All-Stater, Nick Gehagen, Cooper Eaker, and Alex Kelly for the Trojans. The offensive line, Preston Whistler at left tackle. He's 6'2", 230, a junior. Marco Huron at left guard. He's 5'7", 221, a senior. Nick Milner at center, 6'3", 265, a senior. Austin Travis at right guard, 5'7", 230, a senior. And Scott McDermott, right tackle, 6'3", 210, and a junior. From the shotgun, the Trojans start with a quick hitter to Gehagen. Ball is out on the ground, and it's still loose. And I think the Trojans are going to get on top of it. They will. Oh, a missed opportunity on the game's first play. Gehagen made the catch, had the football pop out, and then the Dogs looked like they were surrounding it. However, Jared Wilson, I think, fell in it quickly to keep possession alive. Winds up being a 12-yard gain and a first down.
And basically, I'm going to give him 10 on the pass and 2 on the fumble, which gives him the first down.
Clark from the gun, straight back, has time. Dumps it off over the middle, behind and intend to target Eaker, and incomplete. It'll be second and 10. In the times we've seen the Auburn Trojans this year, Carl, you give Corbin Clark time to sit in the pocket, and he will make you pay.
Carlinville, when they were successful in rushing, ended up forcing 3 turnovers in that first half, and that's something I'm sure the Bulldogs noticed on the films.
11:40 to play, first quarter, Class 2A state semifinal. A chilly day across the state of Illinois. Corbin Clark from the gun has Meyer off his left shoulder. They will hand to Meyer. Noah working right side. He is met and dropped at the 34-yard line after a short gain of 2. And it'll be third down and about 8 yards for the Auburn Trojans. Trojans will not huddle up this afternoon. They all have the list of plays on their wrists. So to the line they come. Gehagen and Wilson comes to the near side of the formation. Clark from the gun has Meyer off his left shoulder. Clark rolling right side. Looking, has a man caught. First down yardage out near midfield. Reception made by Everett Stevens. And a nice throw and catch that time from Clark to Stevens for a Trojan first down out across the Auburn 45 to the Trojan 47-yard line. Gain of 13 on the play. Just underway, opening quarter.
And there you have it. That is basically their fifth receiver.
Clark pressured. He's going to unload down the sideline looking for Wilson. Tipped and incomplete. Good coverage by Sitko and Allison on the play. The ball kind of hung up in the wind. And Wilson tried to come back and make the catch, but good coverage on the play by the Dogs. It'll be second and 10 for the Trojans from their own 47-yard line. 10:56 to play in the opening quarter. Trojans looking for that first trip to state. They have been so close a number of times. Three receivers coming near side of the formation now. Again, Clark from the gun has Meyer off his left shoulder. Clark looking short underneath to Stevens. Catch made at the Bulldog 49. Wrapped up immediately on the play by Colt Thacker. Nice open field tackle by Thacker to limit it to a short gain of about 4. The Trojans do cross midfield into Staunton territory at the Bulldog 49-yard line. Sets up a 3rd and 6. The Trojans converted 3rd and 8 moments ago to keep the drive alive. Now all the Trojans looking towards the Auburn sideline. They have the play. Back to the line of scrimmage they come. Clark will have Meyer off of his right shoulder. Clark now from the gun. He's going to unload it quickly out in the flat. Catch is made. Dogs there quickly. They wrap it up and throw it for no gain on the play. Alex Kelly made the catch. And then that pursuit of the Bulldog defense was there to shut it down. And, Carl, you alluded to that in the pregame.
That is exactly what they did to the Gillespie Miners. Swarming defense. And can't think of the receiver. He's an outstanding receiver.
Chris Halpin.
And they he'd break a tackle or two, but there'd be two other guys tackling him. He never could get it all the way away.
The Trojans pick up a first down on the initial series of the ball game. Now Tim Costa will have to punt it away. Standing at his own 36-yard line, Jake Bruhn back to return, and now we've got a flag that comes out before the snap's away. We will wait for our signal. It is on the Auburn Trojans. I think they had an illegal substitution there, so that'll cost them 5 more yards. Back to the Trojan 45-yard line for the punt. So a nice start for the Staunton defense as they get Auburn off the field. And as we've seen, Carl, that is no easy task to get the Trojans off the field. Casa waits at his own 31-yard line. The snap is high and over his head. Back inside the 10. Casa will pick it up at the 5. He's going to try to throw. It is incomplete. And how about that? The snap goes over the head of the punter, Casa, and the Bulldogs catch a break.
How about giving credit to that punter? Just throwing that incomplete pass. Saved them 35 yards.
Yes, it did. So instead of the Bulldogs taking over inside the 10, they will come back to the line of scrimmage, which is about the, well, basically midfield. But after the penalty, it's actually the Auburn 45-yard line. So that's where the Bulldogs will start. Can't ask for a better start than that.
No, you can't. And this is the ideal thing for the Bulldogs. Great field position. Eat up clock. You might even be able to get one first down. You're already in four-down territory.
You know, days like this, Carl, sometimes the long snapping and holding are some of the more difficult things to do. So here comes Jake Bruhn and the Bulldog offense on the ground with Thacker. And Colt picks up a few hard-fought yards down to the 41-yard line. Jake Bruhn, the quarterback. Marcus Sitko, Jonathan Allison, Kane Krieger, and Colt Thacker, the tailbacks, with Seth Sinnott at the wideout. Josh Frank is the left tackle. He's 5'11", 200, a sophomore. Jack Jones, the other tackle, 6'2", 210, a senior. Dallas Foster at center. He's 6'1", 200, a junior. Quentin Brown is a guard at 6'2", 290, a senior. And Mitchell Brown at the other guard, 5'8", 285, and a junior. Quick little hitter out to Stinnett. Nice stiff arm from Seth. And holding on to make the tackle in the open field for the Auburn Trojans with Sam Kennedy. And it's going to be third down for the Bulldogs as that reception went inside the 40-yard line down to about the 38, a gain of 3 on the play. So just like that, the Bulldogs facing third down and 3. And this is one of those spots on the field, Carl. This might be four-down territory, even though there's 8:15 to play in the opening quarter.
Very possibly could be. Say you gain 2.5 of this yards right here, then for sure you're most likely going to go.
Triple I formation for the Bulldogs. They will hand to the big boy, Scheller. Dustin has the first down and more inside the 30, down to the Trojan 29. Dustin Scheller, unable to play tailback second half last week against Gillespie. Carl suffered an injury, but he was still on the field in his middle linebacker spot. And one of the assistant coaches for Staunton said before the game that Scheller would have to be missing a leg to not play in the game today.
I would believe that to be true. He plays with a lot of heart out there.
Yes, he does. Picked up 9 on the third down carry. 7:50 to play, first quarter. First and 10 Bulldogs from the Trojan 29. Triple I formation. They will give it to the first man through, fighting hard. That is Damian Kulosh. And Kulosh close to another Bulldog first down. He has it inside the 20, down to the 19 after a gain of 10 yards. They slipped to the first man through Kulosh, and he picks up a Bulldog first down. Good start for Staunton. The Auburn long snapper sailed it over the head of the punter, Casa. And that set the Bulldogs up in good field position at the Auburn 45-yard line. 7:20 to play, first quarter. Chilly afternoon here in Staunton. Triple I formation for the Dogs. Bruhn under center. Will hand to Scheller. Dustin Scheller moving the pile down to the 15-yard line for a gain of 4. Dustin Scheller is a load, 5'11", 230. But, Carl, he plays even bigger than that, it seems.
Yeah, like I say, he plays with a lot of heart, but he does finish every run he runs for the Bulldogs.
6:55 to play. Opening quarter. Bruhn from the sideline has the play. Back into the huddle he goes. Play clock down to 13. Dogs to the line of scrimmage. Triple I formation. Sitko is the deep back for the Dogs. Bruhn will hand to Marcus. Sitko makes the cut in the hole. Fighting hard down to the 10-yard line. Close to another Bulldog first down. It will depend on the spot. Looks like he's going to be at the chains, just shy of the chains. Going to be third and an inch after a gain of five for Sitco. Huge crowd on hand here this afternoon. They are lined all the way around the fence, two to three deep, and all the bleachers are filled up. Third and inches for the Dogs. Bruin will keep it himself straight ahead. He has the Staunton first down to the 7 yard line for a gain of three. First and goal, Bulldogs, halfway through the opening quarter of this Class 2A state semifinal. And we can tell you that Sterling New and Central Catholic leading Aledo Mercer County 8-0 with 8:12 to play in the first half there. The winners will square off for the state championship in DeKalb on Friday. Triple I formation, first and goal from the 7. Bruin will hand to Kulosh. Damian fighting hard, and Auburn stacks that up right at the line of scrimmage. Kulosh, I think, fell forward maybe for a yard before he had his forward progress stop and got driven back. It'll be second and goal from the 6 for the Dogs. Auburn picked up a first down the first time they had the football, eventually had to give it back to the Bulldogs. They tried to punt it away, but the snap sailed over the head of Casa. So the Bulldogs started at the Auburn 45. They now have it second and goal at the 6. Triple I formation. Bruin going to run the option. Going to keep it himself. A late pitch, dangerous pitch on the play. Ball on the ground, and Bruin came back up with it. Oh, that was risky.
That was a little too risky as far as the Bulldogs are concerned.
It'll be third and goal from the 6. You get in these games, Carl, you need the ball to bounce your way. Of course, Auburn put the football on the ground the first play of the game and recovered it, only to have disaster strike later in the drive. 4:40 to play, first quarter. Third and goal from the 6 for the Bulldogs. Trying to take an early lead here in the semis. They will spread the Trojans out. 5 wide receivers, empty backfield. Bruin from the shotgun. Snap is high. Quarterback draw, and Jake's got nowhere to go. Ball out! Ball is out. They're going to say Bruin was down. Side judge immediately comes in, says Bruin was down. He got nothing on the play. It's going to be fourth and goal from the 6. And the Trojans were ready for that, Carl. They've seen that play a few times in practice. That's what they do.
They definitely knew that play was there, so we know they're keying on Bruin on any draw play.
So fourth and goal from the 6 for the Bulldogs. Big spot in the ball game right here. Somebody will seize early momentum. Can the Trojans turn the Dogs away? Or will the Dogs punch it in and take the early lead? 3:50 opening quarter. Fourth and goal from the 6. Now the Bulldogs want to talk it over. Mike Parmentier burns a timeout. 3:47 to play, opening quarter. We are scoreless. The Bulldogs have fourth and goal from the 6. A drive that started at the Auburn 45-yard line has worked all the way down to the Trojan 6, where the Bulldogs now face fourth and goal, and the offense back on the field following the Staunton timeout. 3:47, opening quarter. We are scoreless. The Dogs are threatening. Bruin from the gun will have Colt Thacker off of his left shoulder. Two receivers to the top. They motion Allison out across the formation. Bruin, he's going to roll near side. Looking in zone. Caught for the touchdown! Jonathan Allison! 6-yard touchdown! And the Bulldogs lead 6-0. They go for it on fourth and goal and get it. Of course, they had a big fourth down conversion on the opening drive a week ago. Got that one, too.
Coaching staff takes that timeout, Tim, and they wanted to make sure they had a best chance possible.
Carl, I said to you during the break, boy, I think about kicking it. And what did you say?
Well, but it's Auburn offense. You got a question. The 3 points would be worth even having.
Spin it on for the extra point. Bruin will hold the snap as high. Oh, he got it down. The kick is up, and he missed it wide left. But I'll tell you what, Jake Bruin did a heck of a job just to get that football down and give Stinnett a chance. So the extra point is no good, but the Dogs strike first. 3:42 to play in the first quarter in this Class 2A state semifinal. Staunton leading Auburn 6-0. On fourth and goal from the 6, Jake Bruin finds Jonathan Allison for the touchdown, and the Dogs kicking off, and the ball hits right at the feet of Meyer. He has to pick it up. He is to the 20, trying to get outside, and Bruin going to slow him up and bring him down, as Meyer did not reach the 25-yard line. He got snowed under at the 23. And that's where Auburn will start with their second possession. 3:36 to play in the opening quarter. Impressive start for the Bulldogs.
Very impressive. The defense held Auburn at one time. They get the good field position, and boy, do they not take their time. And that's going to be a big factor in this game, Tim. Staunton, if they can get the lead, they can really eat a lot of clock when they want to with the running game.
So here come the Trojans, down six. Clark from the gun has Meyer off his left shoulder. Corbin setting his feet. Unloaded, has a man wide open, caught by Kelly in midfield. He loses his footing, and he is down at the Staunton 49. And, Carl, if he doesn't lose his footing, he might have scored.
He might have scored. The throw did kind of turn him around. I think that's what forced him kind of to fall to make sure he made the catch.
Big gain on the play, though. Will move the Trojans into Staunton territory at the 49-yard line. From their own 23 to the Staunton 49. 3:20 for the opening quarter. Just like that, the Trojans are in business. Clark will fake the handoff to Wilson. He will hand to Meyer now, and Schuller tracks him down after a one-yard gain. A pass play went for 28, and then the run from Meyer goes for one. Second and nine, 3 minutes to play, first quarter, state semifinal. Sterling Newman Central Catholic and Aledo Mercer County have reached halftime, and Newman leading 8-0. Of course, the winners of those two games will square off Friday afternoon for the 2A state title. Clark from the gun, straight back, has time. He's going to unload right side looking for Wilson. Almost made a juggling one-handed catch, but it falls incomplete. Well, you can see right there, Carl, even though it was incomplete, you can see why Jared Wilson was an all-state performer. He had no business even getting a hand on that ball, and he almost pulled it in.
Yes, indeed. You can see the athleticism of that receiver, because that pass should have never even got his hand on it, but he did.
Third and nine for the Trojans. They saw their last drive stall out at the Staunton 49-yard line.
Clark's had time in pass plays.
From the gun. Again has time. Unloads. Over the middle. Caught by Stevens.
He
has the first down. Ball is now picked up by Brune. Jake Brune has it. He is out across the 35 and brought down there. The second time the Trojans have put the ball on the ground. The first time they got it back. This time they did not. Stevens made the catch for about 18 yards on the play. And Carl, then he left his feet. I'm not sure why he jumped, but when he did, the Bulldogs, opportunistic, poked the football loose.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was hit hardly at all, but it popped out in a big, big break for the Staunton Bulldogs in this football game.
We saw Auburn turn it over three times early in round two against Carlinville. They were able to weather that storm. That was on their home field. Here this afternoon on the road, a bad snap to the punter set up Staunton's first drive, and now a fumble by Stevens has the Dogs. First and 10, triple I formation. Here comes Kulash. He crosses the 40 to the 41. Picked up three on the play. Mike Barbatier and the Bulldogs couldn't have asked for a better start than what they've got here. 2:15 to play, first quarter. Bulldogs leading 6-0, making their first appearance here in the state semifinals. They are the only true Cinderella left in the postseason. They're the only four-loss team left in the playoffs of any of the eight classes. Double wing set now for Brune. He straight back, wants to pass. Over the middle, incomplete, looking for Allison. Jonathan was open, but I tell you what, Brune had some extra mustard on that throw.
Yes, he did, and that just kind of whiffed by his ear, hold before he could even get his hands up.
I think Allison heard it before he actually saw it. Third and seven now for the Bulldogs after Auburn turned it over. The little things in these ball games usually turn into big things. We saw the Bulldogs capitalize on their first opportunity when they converted fourth and goal from the six with Brune to Allison. Now they face third and seven at their own 41-yard line. Jake from the shotgun. He's going to roll left side, plants his feet. Now he's flushed out. He's going to throw on the run. Oh, has Allison wide open, caught inside the Auburn 30, down to the 25. Inside the 25 to the 23. What a throw from Jake Brune.
That time he did not put no zip on it. He's seen his receiver wide open, and he just gave him a nice little lob in there.
Gain of 36 yards on the play. Perfectly thrown from Brune to Allison. What a combination that is here in the first quarter of the state semifinal. 90 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Dogs leading 6-0 and looking for more. Dustin Scheller will line up as the deep back. Double wing set. They will motion Sitko. They will hand to Dustin Scheller inside. Here comes the big fella rumbling and stumbling inside right to the 20-yard line. He shut off after a gain of three. This Staunton offense just has a different look when you've got the dual threat of the power of Scheller and the speed of Sitko. We haven't even seen too much of Marcus Sitko yet in this ballgame. Of course, he had the big 94-yard touchdown run a week ago.
So far, just the one rush for 5 yards for Marcus.
Final minute, first quarter. 45 seconds for the first quarter. Double wing set again for the Dawgs. They will motion and pitch to Sitko this time. Here comes Marcus. Oh, he is drilled in the backfield. Big lick right there from Tyler Brown to stop Sitko in his tracks. Lost a couple of yards. Lost just one. Actually lost a couple, like I initially said, back to the 22. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. And at the Bulldogs' wish, they could make that the last play of the quarter. Leading 6-0. Bruin standing over on the sideline, and that appears to be what the Bulldogs will do. They're going to let the first quarter run out. What a start for the Staunton Bulldogs. They take advantage of a couple Auburn miscues, and with one quarter in the book in this Class 2A state semifinal, the Staunton Bulldogs lead the Auburn Trojans 6-0. Welcome back to Staunton High School. Tim Eisen alongside Carl DeBar. One quarter in the book to this 2A state semifinal. The Bulldogs leading 6-0, looking for more. And Carl, Auburn's had the football twice, and they've had two miscues.
They've had two miscues, and the Staunton defense has come up to the task. But here's a big, big third down play.
Third and 10, Bruin rolling left. Wants to plant. Now he's flush and trouble in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a big loss. Back at the Trojan 35-yard line, a loss of 12 on the play. It's going to set up fourth down and a mile for the Bulldogs. And the Trojans got great pressure that time.
They did indeed, and that's going to set up a have to try and coffin corner punt here and shoot for hopefully getting them inside the 5-yard line.
An offense like the Trojans have, field position always a big, big factor. Fourth and 23 as the Dawgs get in a line here. The play clock inside of 10. Marcus Sitko waiting to punt it away. Jake Bruin will line up right in front of Sitko. And now whistles and flags. As you can imagine, the crowd is very amped up here this afternoon. It's another penalty on the Dawgs. A delay of game will cost them 5. And in this spot of the field, not the worst thing.
Not necessarily.
So it'll be 4th and 28 now. The line of scrimmage back to the Trojan 40-yard line. Sitko now waiting on his side of midfield. Snap to him is a good one. The kick is a low one. It's going to bounce and take a Staunton roll. Oh, can they get to it? Skorjewski down to the 1. Is he in the end zone? Let's see. It's going to be very close. Oh, they got it down at the 1-yard line. What a job by Tristan Skorjewski to chase that one. It was a low liner. It bounced at about the 20-yard line. And just took a couple of low hops, Carl, and now the Trojans are pinned on their own 2.
And that's the luck of the bounce. It wasn't like he planned that punt perfectly, Tim, but it bounced perfectly down to the 2.
But we always talk about it, Carl. Sometimes you just need the football to bounce your way, and guess what? The football is bouncing the way of the Bulldogs here early in this state semifinal. So the Trojans, from their own 2-yard line, will have to try to pick up a first down at least and try to flip field position back. Clark from shotgun will stand in the middle of his own end zone. He will motion Meyer away. Clark now straight back over the middle, has a man caught. Kelly, oh, first down to the 15-yard line. He took a shot, paid the price, but Alex Kelly hold on for a gain of 13 yards out to the 15. 6-0 Staunton with the lead. Big pass completion there from the shadow of their own goal line.
Already 41 yards, 3 catches for Alex Kelly, a non-starting wide receiver, one of their many weapons they have.
Pass is picked off, intercepted by the Bulldogs, Marcus Sitko. The second turnover by the Trojans, as there was no Auburn receiver in the area.
And now the Bulldogs have to use this big momentum turnover and put another score on the board.
Carl, this feels just like round 2 Auburn, and Carlinville. Trojans were loose with the football early in that ball game. They rebounded and survived that afternoon. They're going to need a similar outcome here today. Second turnover, and remember their first series, they tried to punt, and the snapper put it right over the head of the punter, Casa. So all three Auburn possessions have ended in disaster. They trail, though, only by six. Bruin from the gun, going to swing it out quickly. Catch made by Thacker. Colt maintains his balance, fighting hard, dives forward, close to the 20, brought down at the Auburn 21-yard line. Game three on the play. Staunton started their first drive with the Auburn 45, punched it in for a touchdown. The last drive started at their own 38. They had to punt it away. And now following the Sitko interception, the Dogs have it. Second down and about seven, officially second and eight, from the Auburn 22-yard line. Bruin from the gun will motion Sitko. Bruin will hand to Marcus. Marcus has a nice hole off the right side. Sitko running hard towards the 15. And he has brought down right at the 15, a couple yards shy of first down yardage. It'll be third and short for the Bulldogs. Big possession here, Carl.
No doubt about it. Bulldogs do not want to let this opportunity slip away.
9.5 minutes to play, first half of the state semifinal. The winner will play for the state championship the day after Thanksgiving in DeKalb at 1 o'clock. We welcome everyone listening today to our live stream at WQSMIRadio.com. Double wing set for the Dogs. Bruin will hand to Scheller. Oh, spins away from the first contact right to the sticks. It'll depend on the spot. Looks like he has it, and he does. Move the chains. Bulldog first down.
And that's Boy, the Scheller. Dustin Scheller you love. There's nothing there at all. He just does a power roll spin to gain that first down.
And he comes hobbling off the field. That's what you need to know about the heart of Dustin Scheller. Very nimble on his feet in the hole to make the spin and make the guy miss and pick up the first down. Now he's grabbing his right foot in some pain. He did his job, though. Picked up the first down. First and 10 from the Trojan 13-yard line. Inside of 9 minutes for the half, and Jake Bruin needs to burn a timeout. That'll be the second timeout used by the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. 8 minutes, 50 seconds to play until halftime with this 2A state semifinal. Staunton leading Auburn 6-0, and the Bulldogs are back inside the Trojan 15-yard line. We're back to Staunton High School following these messages. Here's Bruin unloading, looking, caught! Sitko! Touchdown, Bulldogs! How about that? There was actually no timeout on the play. The Bulldogs got whistled for illegal substitution. So they wound the clock, and from the 17-yard line, Bruin finds Sitko for the strike. 17 yards out at the 8:21 mark of the first half. The Bulldogs have built up a 12-0 lead, and now they will line up and go for two. So now Mike Parmentier's just perfectly fine. They didn't get granted that timeout. Big two-point try here. Bruin. He's going to roll near side. He's in trouble in the backfield. He's flushed. Now he might tuck and run. No, he's going to unload. End zone looking incomplete. Overshot his intended man at the back pylon. So the two-point conversion is no good. 8 minutes, 21 seconds to play in the first half. The Bulldogs in the end zone following the Auburn interception. 12-0 Bulldogs. Well, how about that? Jake Bruin's second touchdown pass of the day finds Marcus Sitko from 17 yards out. And, Carl, that was just a strange sequence. The Bulldogs called timeout, thought they had the timeout. All of a sudden, they get whistled for illegal substitution. So with that in mind, the Bulldogs said, well, we don't want the timeout. So the clock ran, and the rest is history.
One play, a quick touchdown.
Little squib kick. Finally picked up by Gahagan at his own 35-yard line. He's trying to bounce outside. Good pursuit by the Bulldogs, and they have him snowed under at about the Auburn 32-yard line. Staunton has come out with a purpose here this afternoon, and they, Carl, appear to be more composed than the Trojans right now.
At this point, they do, but of course we do remember the Trojan-Cavalier game, and it looked like the Cavaliers were well in hand for a while there and going for their third touchdown. When that didn't happen, things kind of broke down.
This game kind of has a similar feel to it right now, doesn't it? First and 10 Trojans from their own 32-yard line, down 12-0. Clark going to unload over the middle, caught short. And it goes for hardly anything at all. Again, the Trojan offensive game plan here to throw underneath like we've seen, not working to the best of its capabilities as the Bulldog defense is swarming to the football. Gain two on the play. Quickly to the line of scrimmage come the Trojans. 7:45 for the first half. Clark straight back in the pocket. Has time. Now he's going to unload over the middle. It is caught by Wilson behind the defense through the 20. Burns got the angle, rushes him out of bounds. Did he get in? I do not think so. Wilson out of bounds inside the 5. He got behind the starting defense. Sitko made a leap, couldn't come down with it. And the All-State connection, Corbin Clark to Jared Wilson, strikes big. And Auburn right in business inside the Bulldog 5, down to the 1.
They had him shut out to that point, Tim, but that time Wilson just made a great catch. Sitko on the defense, he just got up a little too late to try and deflect that pass away.
Gain of 64 yards down to the Bulldog 1. First and goal for the Trojans. 7.5 to play first half. They will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer into the end zone for the Auburn touchdown, and Corbin Clark turns right to the Trojan faithful, raises his arms up and says, let's go. Big, big touchdown for the Trojans. 3 plays. Down the field they go. 68 yards for the touchdown.
And like we mentioned, this Auburn Trojan team can come back. They have all year long, and they proved it to us when we watched them against the Cavaliers.
That drive took just 43 seconds. Now Casa on for the point after. He set a school record for extra points this season, 66 of them so far. Snap back, hold down, kick for Casa up. It is good. 7 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the first half of this 2A state semifinal. We got ourselves a ball game. Staunton leads Auburn 12-7. What a big answer drive for the Auburn Trojans. Didn't take them long. 3 plays, 68 yards, 43 seconds. And now the kickoff from Casa into the end zone for a touchback.
And this is where the Bulldogs, if they want to gain control again in this game, is eat this clock, keep it out of the hands of this great offensive Trojan team, and put another score on the board. They'll be in good shape.
So Auburn's offense have trouble the first 3 times they had the football, a pair of turnovers, but that time, that was vintage Auburn.
That's what they can do to you. They had that Greenville offensive mentality. They can score very quick and very often if you give them the ball. So the key is keep the ball away from them.
Of course, good luck to the Comets. They are playing St. Joe Ogden today in the 3A semifinal. Bulldogs keep it on the ground. Kulosh, the ball carrier, crosses the 20 to the 21 and no more. Momentum can turn just that quickly in football. The Bulldogs jumped out to a 12-0 lead. They failed on both of their extra point tries. And then just like that, the Trojans strike right back.
Yeah, and now looming big because Trojans do get their extra points, so a touchdown will just put them in the lead.
Triple I formation for the Dogs. Bruin will hand to Scheller, but we've got whistles stopping the play.
Usually against the offense when you have this, if there's a penalty.
Asai Judd's going to come in now, talk to the referee. We will get our official signal with exactly 7 minutes to play in the first half. A chilly, windy day here in Staunton.
Looks like we're just going to have a...
Might have been the old inadvertent whistle, Carl. So
my bad.
That's right.
Something that wasn't there.
The line of scrimmage is the same. It is the 21-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 9. 6:50, the clock rolling. First half. 12-7, Staunton with the lead. They are attacking now the north end zone. Triple I formation, they hand to Scheller. Dustin working right side, fighting hard, and the Trojan defense there to stack it up. Short gain of a couple on the play, going to bring up 3rd down. And a big play in this game right now is the Auburn defense trying to get the football right back into their offense's hands. 6:20 to play, first half. You can't get many more people in this complex right now, Carl.
No, you really can't. Well, the seats are full, we know that. So are the fences.
Oh, yeah,
2 or 3, 4 deep in some cases, and the end zone.
And the end zones as well. 3rd and 7 for the Dogs from their own 23, triple I formation. Brute, little play action, has pressure from behind, gets it away, looking for Sitko. Marcus adjusts, and it's incomplete. Good coverage on the play from the Trojan secondary. Drew points was there. Sitko wound up being triple covered, but, Carl, that ball had a lot of air underneath it, and you can kind of just see it hang up there.
It was just basically jump ball situation. You know, he threw right into the wind as that's coming from the northwest, and that throw was lobbed and right into the northwest wind.
Time to punt for the Dogs. They go three and out after the Auburn touchdown. Wilson and Stevens waiting back inside their own 45 for the Sitko punt. The snap is a good one to Marcus. Kick is high, nearly blocked. It's short. It's going to bounce on the Staunton side of the field and be touched by Thacker at the Bulldog 41-yard line. So good field position for the Trojans now. They're going to start on the Staunton side of the field with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half. And now all of a sudden, Carl, Auburn has all the momentum.
Does look that way. They got that great field position just like the Bulldogs did on their very first possession and first touchdown drive.
Welcome, everyone, listening to our live stream at WQSMIRadio.com. Hope you're enjoying this Class 2A state semifinal. The winner will play for the championship Friday in DeKalb. They hand to Meyer. He lost his footing in the backfield, and he got back to the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play. Second and 10 for the Trojans. The winner will get Sterling Newman Central Catholic or Aledo Mercer County, and Sterling Newman Central Catholic was leading 8-0 at the half. That game at Aledo. 5:20 first half. Corbin Clark from the shotgun, empty backfield, three receivers near side. Five wide receiver set underneath. They dump it off short to Cooper Eaker, and Eaker gets wrapped up after a short gain. Shy of the 35, down at the 37. Gain of 4. We'll set up third down for Auburn. 5 minutes to play first half. And a fast moving two quarters of football here from Staunton High School. Trojans all looking towards their sideline, now checking their wrists for the play. All-stater Jared Wilson going to come near side along with Nick Cahagan. He's just a sophomore. Cahagan will line up in the near slot. Clark from the gun has Meyer off his shoulder. Corbin Clark moved off his spot. Flushed, looking down the field. Going to set, going to throw, has a man. Wilson wide open on the sideline, caught for first down yardage. Cuts it back, now he's wrapped up by Brune. But not before a first down to the Staunton 21-yard line. A gain of 16 on the play. And that time, Corbin Clark showed a little bit of his athleticism as he rolled out and kept the play alive.
Kept the play alive. The Bulldogs are going to have to get some kind of pressure on him because he will pick you apart with all these receivers.
4:20 to play first half. 12-7 Dogs. The Trojans are on the move, though, looking for the go-ahead score. Clark will. Hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer, big hole off the left side. Here comes Noah Meyer, full at his team inside the 15, down to the 14. Gain of 7. It'll set up second and about 3 for the Auburn offense. Auburn sailed the snap over the head of the punter the first time, fumbled their second time, picked off their third time, and then scored on 3 plays the last time they had the ball, now trying to capitalize on the short field.
Already 5 different receivers have caught a ball for the Auburn Trojans. 168 yards thrown by Clark.
He lines up in the gun, motions Wilson. The snap is low. Clark fumbles it. Now he's going to tuck it and keep it himself. Try to get outside, makes the first guy miss, and he is escorted out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And after a gain of 4, should be enough for a Trojan first down. I think that play was initially supposed to be handed off to Meyer, Carl, but the snap was low, and Corbin made the best of what he could.
Seen, what, 3 high snaps so far. That's our first low snaps. Snaps have been a big key in this football game. Probably screwed up the Staunton's a touchdown extra point as a high snap. Made it very tough to get it down in time.
Cold and wind will do that. First and goal from the 9. Clark Ellerson has the snap go through his hands. Gets it off to Meyer. Big hole. Noah Meyer up the middle. He has turned away shy of the goal line. Has his forward progress stopped. Down around the 2. Gain of 8 on the play. It'll be second and goal as Noah Meyer had a monstrous hole that time off the right side of his offensive line. 3 minutes to play first half. Auburn is knocking on that door for the lead. Second and goal from the 3 officially. Clark will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer fighting end zone. Touchdown Auburn. They have the lead. 13-12. Extra point pending. At the 2:53 mark, Noah Meyer punches it in from 3 yards out. And the Auburn Trojans have erased what was a 12-0 deficit as they have 13 unanswered points. As Casa now on for the try. So the Auburn defense forced that three and out, forced Thornton to punt into the wind. They got good field position and took advantage. Snap back, hold down. Casa's kick is up and good. 2:53 to play, first half of this 2A state semifinal. Auburn now leads Thornton 14-12. The Auburn Trojans have 14 unanswered points, Carl, and they kind of do what they do, score quickly.
They score quickly, and boy, the eerie feeling of deja vu. You were talking about the Cavalier game. Whatever Staunton does, they drive the ball down the field. Do not try a long field goal. I do not want to see that happen again to any team.
2:53 to play, first half. Remember, the Bulldogs will get the football to start the second half. So a very crucial drive here late in quarter number two for the Staunton offense. Tim Casa set to kick it away from his own 40-yard line. Low kick towards the end zone, picked up by Sitko at the one, or is that a touchback? Oh, we got lucky. It's a touchback by about a half yard, Carl. That was almost disaster. He almost caught that at the one and went out of bounds.
So, Bulldogs might have got caught a little break there, but they'll get it out at the 20. A lot better field position than possibly the one.
We've seen this Auburn defense, Carl, the last two times they've been on the field, really do a good job of shutting down this Staunton running attack.
You might see the Bulldogs have to go to a pass-first offense here, especially with just the 2:52 in this half left, and get that defense to break up a little bit. They've been obviously keen on the run now.
Bruin will work from the shotgun, has Thacker off his left shoulder. Bruin will hand to Thacker. Colt has a nice hole up the middle. He's out across the 25 to about the 26. Nice gain on first down for the Bulldogs. Clock running.
And that works just as well. Spread the field out and still run the ball. But you convince the defense that you're probably passing, and then they loosen up a little bit.
2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Bruin from the sideline into the huddle. He's got his hands in his pockets. Can't blame him. It is cold and windy today. Again from the gun. Two receivers coming near side. Two receivers to the top of the formation. Bruin will hand to Thacker. Colt Thacker is hit immediately and dropped. No gain on the play. The Auburn defense settling in now. That's going to set up third down, and this is a big third down. You do not want to give the football back to the Auburn Trojans. They have all three of their timeouts.
And they're definitely hitting on all eight cylinders as far as their team's offense goes.
They have scored touchdowns the last two times they've had the football. Bulldogs facing third and three, 100 seconds left, first half. Bruin from the gun, going to swing it out quickly to Sitko. Marcus, fighting hard, has first down yardage out across the 30 to the 32. Big conversion there, a gain of 6 on the play. 1:38 to play in the half as they move the chains. Clock will roll when they are set, and there it goes. Clock running, 1:35 first half. 14-12, Auburn with the lead. Dogs looking for points here at the end of the half. Bruin from the gun, from his own 32. Going to swing it out quickly to Stinnett. Seth makes the catch, picks up a few blocks. Stinnett out to the Bulldog 40-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. Clock continues to run, 1:15 for the first half. A couple of quick wide receiver screens have netted some nice yardage for the Bulldogs. 65 seconds for the first half. As Staunton brings it to the line of scrimmage, we'll be inside of a minute on the next step. Bruin from the gun will hand to Thacker. Colt Thacker has the Bulldog first down, so the clock will stop while they move the chains. Thacker got to the Bulldog 45, picked up 5 on the play. 52.7 seconds left, first half. A 2-point Trojan lead. The difference right now, Tim Casa. He has converted both of his extra points for the Trojans. Staunton missed an extra point and then failed in a 2-point try. Clock running, 43 seconds for the first half. Bulldogs to the line of scrimmage from their own 44-yard line. Snap back to Bruin. He's going to swing it out to Sitko. Marcus into the open field, and he's wrapped up quickly right at midfield. Good pursuit that time from the Auburn defense. And Staunton going to take a timeout. 29.7 seconds left, first half. Auburn leading 14-12. The Bulldogs have it at midfield looking for some points at the end of the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton following these messages. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Staunton High School. 29 seconds left in the first half. The Bulldogs have it to midfield, trailing by a deuce. Brune from the gun brings three receivers to the top of the formation. Motions Allison now. Brune will fake to Jonathan. Now he's going to be flushed and pressured. Unloads short, nearly intercepted. Probably should have been intercepted. If it wasn't 30 degrees, it might have been intercepted.
So it's right in his breadbasket to the wrong team there.
Third and five now for the Dogs from midfield with 23.8 seconds to play in the first half. Hey, the Illini won today.
And that breaks a very long Big Ten losing streak.
That's right. They defeated Purdue. That game was heard on 105.3 The Ox, our sister station. Brune from the gun will hand to Thacker. Oh, big hole for Colt. Just got tripped up at the sticks. Oh, he had green grass in front of him, but a nice shoestring tackle by the Auburn defense saved a big gainer. Thacker did get the first down, so the clock will stop while they set the chains. 20 seconds for the half. The chain gang a little slow. The down marker said first down, but the chains weren't moving. That actually worked to Staunton's benefit. Now they're ready to go. Brune to the gun, a quick spike of the football to stop the clock. 16 and a half seconds for the first half. You know, Carl, they always talk about the home clock keeper, but sometimes the home chain gang can be useful.
Absolutely. Take them 10 seconds to go that 10 yards.
That's right. What a fun afternoon here in Staunton. A lot of people. I have no idea the number of people that are here, Carl. Just simply a lot.
A lot. You're right there. Now for the Bulldogs, what do you think? If they could look for a quick 15-yard, 20-yard pass here, they'd be really in good shape, probably for three shots into the end zone from that. So if they could gain a 10 to 15-yarder here.
They do got the wind kind of working against them. Brune from the gun. He's going to unload. Going deep. Has a man. And Sitko slipped and it's picked off and intercepted. Michael Ricker with the interception. And he runs it back to the Bulldog, or to the Trojan, 37-yard line as Brune went for it all and got picked off. Only 5 seconds left in the first half. So the Trojans will have a play from their 37-yard line. Sitko is open for a moment, but again, Carl, with the wind today, not coming as ferocious as it was at the start, perhaps, but when those footballs get up in the air, they are just kind of floating. Clark from the gun. This will be the final play of the first half, barring a defensive penalty. Clark looking. He's nearing the line of scrimmage. He's past the line of scrimmage. Now he throws incomplete. That's a penalty anyway, as Clark will be flagged for an illegal forward pass, and that will be the final play of the first half here in the Class 2A state semifinal. As the Auburn Trojans running off the field, they think the half is over. Now the officials trying to keep everyone on the field here. It has to be on Auburn. Has to be an illegal forward pass. Has to be the end of the first half. Auburn leading 14-12. We'll keep it right here just in case something different happens. So the Auburn kids that ran off the field, they're coming back now. As it should be on the Auburn Trojans, Staunton will decline and the half will be over, I would think. We shall wait and see. Now the Auburn Trojans running off the field. They're saying, "Yeah, we don't even need the official signal from the officiating crew. It is cold. Let's get into the locker room." So now both squads heading off the field. The officials are still huddling up. This is very odd, Carl.
Yeah.
And they finally signal what everyone already knew. Illegal forward pass. The half is over. After two quarters of football here in the Class 2A state semifinal, Auburn 14 unanswered points to close the first half. They lead the Staunton Bulldogs 14-12 in the Class 2A state semifinal. A two-point Auburn lead as we get set for the third quarter here in the state semifinal for Staunton High School. It'll be Casa kicking off to the Dogs. Brune and Sitko waiting inside their own 5-yard line. The wind still coming out of the northwest for about 10 to 15 miles an hour.
A cold, cold northwest wind.
Who will it be, Auburn or Staunton in the state title? One half to go. Casa's kick is a high one into the heart of the end zone and out of the back for a touchback had the wind working with them there. And the Bulldogs will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line here in the third quarter. So the Dog offense take advantage of some Auburn mistakes in the first half to get their two scores. And then that Trojan defense really started to settle in, especially in that second quarter. So here comes Bruin from the sideline with the play. Bulldogs would love a good clock-eating drive and a touchdown to start the third quarter. Bruin from the gun has split backs. Now they will motion Thacker out. They will hand to Sitko. Marcus fighting hard, not much there. Sitko does all he can to get across the 20 to the 21. As that defensive front for Auburn has really done a nice job. Jesse Kessler, Austin Travis, Drew Slilvis, and Michael McDermott on that defensive line have really begun to take control of the line of scrimmage.
They have been tough on the run here lately, and Stoughton's had to go to the pass. Of course, they had to end the first half, the law of passes, and then finally had the turnover.
Second and 9 for the Dogs. Bruin going to swing at the Thacker. He is hit and dropped immediately. Big loss on the play. Jesse Kessler right there to stop Thacker in his tracks for a loss back to the 15. Lost 6 on the play. Trojans were ready for that little swing pass, and it's 3rd and 16 for the Dogs, just underway third quarter. And the Dogs pick up 3rd and 15 officially from their own 15. They need their 30 to keep the drive alive. Bruin from the gun. 3 receiver set, rolling far side. He's going to set, unload, incomplete. Was looking for Stinnett right at the chains, and it'll be 4th down in time to punt. So a quick 3 and out for the Bulldogs, not what they were hoping for to begin the third quarter. 10:46 left.
Also having to punt into this strong wind.
So Sitko will get set to punt it away. Sterling Newman Central Catholic wins 14-0. So they will get the winner of Auburn and Staunton for the 2A title on Friday afternoon in DeKalb. Wilson and Stevens waiting at the Bulldog 45. It's a high kick but short. It's going to bounce just outside the 30. Takes a Bulldog roll to the 40. And it'll be touchdown there by Dallas Foster. And the Trojans are going to have very good field position. They will start 1st and 10 at the Staunton 40-yard line with 10:37 to play in the third quarter. Meantime, the ball has gotten really, Carlos, say, above the press box, whether it's been thrown or kicked. It just kind of hovers up there.
Not moving very much, is it?
Can the Staunton defense come up with a big stop here? In some ways, Carl, this feels like a must stop. It's only a 2-point game, but the Trojan offense got rolling late
in
the first half.
Since the second quarter, though.
Clark, little play action. He's going to set up in midfield. He is pressured by Skorjeski, gets away. Now he's flushed and on the run. Oh, he got what he could get. Got back to the line of scrimmage, might have gained 1 yard. He did a heck of a job, though, not to get thrown down for a big loss. Did pick up a yard to the Staunton 39.
Something Bulldogs are going to have to do is get pressure on him and break up this passing attack they have.
Korjeski, the sophomore, had an angle on it, but Clark did a good job to just elude him. Clock running 10:28. Actually, clock not running. Stopped, and Clark stepped out of bounds. 2nd and 9. Clark from the gun has Meyer off his right shoulder. They will hand to Noah Meyer. Big hole up the middle. He is met at the 35 and dropped there. It'll be 3rd down for the Trojans after a gain of 4. 3rd and 5 for Auburn. They need the Bulldog 30. They are attacking the south end zone here in the third quarter, all the Auburn Trojans. And again, they do not huddle up. They've all got the list of plays on their wristbands. So they check the sideline, have the play, now sprint to the line of scrimmage. Clock running now inside of 10 minutes for quarter number 3. 3rd and 5. Clark straight back, has all sorts of time. Now he's flushed, pressured, has a man wide open, caught. Eaker inside the 20,
Humble.
Down inside the 15, ball out to the Dogs. Have it, they do!
Big break there. Another reception and fumble by this Trojan team, Tim. That's the second one of those.
Second one they've lost. Remember, they put it on the ground the first drive and recovered
it. Yeah.
So they put it on the ground 3 times. been picked once and had a snap sail over the head of their punter. They still find themselves, though, leading 14-12. That, though, was a big turnover. Instead of first down at the Staunton 11, the Bulldogs take over. Officially, they will start at their own 12-yard line. Big break for the Dogs. Can they take advantage? 9:43 to play third quarter. 14-12 Auburn. They just turned it over again. Broom comes under center, triple I formation. Trying to slam it inside, and the Trojans front seven really doing a job now. No gain on the play. Kulosh on the carry. Nothing doing for Damian. 9.5 minutes to play third quarter. Broom to the sideline to retrieve the play. As Scheller will check out, Sitko in. Dustin Scheller, what a gamer. Dealing with a lower leg injury that he suffered last week, maybe before. We saw him come limping off the field in the first half. He's back out there now. Second and 10. The Dogs will hand to Sitko. Ed Marcus fighting hard for the 15. He's not going to get there. He has stopped at the 14. And it's going to be third down and long for the Bulldogs. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. You'll also be able to get this state semifinal in a podcast at WSMIRadio.com on Monday. 8:40 to play, third quarter. A two-point Auburn lead. Staunton staring third and eight in the face from their own 14-yard line. Power set behind Broon. He comes under center. They will pitch it to Sitko. Marcus hurdles a man. Flag comes in. Sitko stopped well short of first down yardage. And a flag in the area, usually of an offensive hold. We will wait and see.
Probably be able to refuse this penalty.
You would think Auburn would decline. I think they pointed Auburn's direction. We were screened from the initial call. Let's see. Might be a face mask on the Trojans. It's going to be on Auburn as the umpire getting set to step off the penalty. We think. Of course, we saw this officiating crew at the end of the first half.
Staying out on the field all by themselves. It is.
It's not a face mask. It's a shot block on the Trojans on defense.
Basically, a 15-yard penalty, personal foul. It's either way you want to look at it.
Big penalty there. So instead of fourth down and time to punt, the penalty keeps the drive alive, and it's a big penalty out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Winds up being an 18-yard penalty. So Auburn turned it over and then keeps the Staunton drive alive with a penalty. Here comes Sitko near side, racing hard and nothing doing. Oh, still keeps those legs churning, picks up a yard where there was nothing to gain. They're actually going to give him two to the 34. Boy, Auburn has not done themselves any favors here today, Carl. They're making it harder than it needs to be.
Well, three turnovers again, but we know this offense is explosive for the Auburn Trojans, but Staunton, if they can get that running game back how they had it earlier in this game, they could really eat up some clock and, like I say, get that ball in the end zone and take the lead.
Second and eight for the Dogs from their own 34. Broon under center, power set. They fake the pitch, hand it to Thacker inside. He is hit immediately. Might have ran into his own man. He falls to the 35, gained one. It's going to be third down again for the Bulldogs. An Auburn penalty has extended this drive. 7 minutes to play third quarter. What an afternoon it has been. Probably not that many people left in Auburn today. A lot of them are here. So here we go. Third and seven for the Bulldogs. Clock running, 6:40 to play third quarter. Triple I formation behind Broon as he comes under center. He's going to run the option. Broon going to pitch to Sitko. Marcus getting stretched out. Oh, he made the first guy miss, and he's going to come up shy of first down yardage. Needed to cross the 40 to about the 43, and Sitko is down riding in pain. Not a good sign for the Bulldogs. 6:24 to play, third quarter. We've got an injured Staunton player on the field. Auburn leading 14-12, 6:24 to play in quarter number three. We will step aside. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages. Good sign for the Bulldogs. Marcus Sitko walks off under his own power. Carl, they were set to send a couple linemen out to get him. They were about halfway out, and all of a sudden Marcus Sitko just popped up like, I got this.
He's got it. Well, he's moving around pretty good, so hopefully it was more of a wind knocked out of the situation for him.
It's fourth and five for the Dogs from the 37-yard line. 6:24 to play in the third quarter, a two-point Auburn lead, and what a decision this is for Mike Parmentier.
Wow.
It looks like the Dogs are going to punt it away. Of course, Sitko is the punter, so he is out at the moment. Kane Krager will stand at his own 25-yard line. Snap back to Krager. The lefty gets away. Might have been partially blocked. It's going to hit it in midfield and be touched down there at the Auburn 49-yard line. So the Dogs unable to take advantage of the Trojan fumble. And Auburn has the football back with 6:05 to play in the third quarter. And they've got good field position here at their own 49-yard line. We've seen the Bulldogs have to deal with some injuries here in the playoffs. We haven't mentioned it during the broadcast, but Blaine Ray tore his ACL last week, so obviously he is done. Connor Elliott also out for the year. So here we go. Officially from midfield, they will hand to Meyer. Noah working right side. Skorjeski slows him up, and Brune finishes him off as Meyer falls forward for a gain of about 2 yards.
Still only 28 yards for Nolan Meyer. That was his ninth carry. Bulldogs have stopped the running game. Unfortunately, with Auburn, that's usually your second concern.
Auburn's really offense came on those two drives back-to-back with the Bulldog three and out mixed in. Second and seven from the Dog 47. Clark swings it out quickly to Stevens. Oh, he made the first guy miss. Now he gets wrapped up right at the Bulldog 46-yard line. Good pursuit again from that Staunton defense. Carl, we've seen that play go for big yardage. It was actually Gahagan on the catch that time, but the Bulldog pursuit was able to shut it down after a short gain of one. Third and six now for the Trojans. Clock running, 5:10 to play, third quarter. Auburn attacking the south end zone. They've got the wind at their back. So it's really more of a crosswind right now coming from the west. Clark rolling, looking, has a man. Big hit by Broom, but the catch is made by Everett Stevens. What a catch for Stevens. Good enough for a Trojan first down.
Very big play there by Stevens, like you say, because he really got walloped by the cornerback in this case.
It was Broom on the hit. Hit a 10-yard gain. And good for first down yardage. Big play there. 4:49 to play, third quarter. Clark will hand to Meyer. Big hole up the gut, bouncing off would-be tacklers. Finally brought down on the play by Quentin Brown. Not before, though, another first down run to the 25-yard line. Gained 11 on the play. Clock is running. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to play, third quarter. Class 2A state semifinal. Dogs have forced three Auburn turnovers so far today. They need a fourth right now. Clark from the gun will motion Wilson into the formation. They will fake to Wilson, hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer, flag comes in, bouncing outside. He's got another Trojan first down, pending the penalty flag.
Location of that flag, I'm going to assume a hold, and it is.
A hold on the Trojans, so wipe off another big run for Noah Meyer. The flag is resting at the Bulldog 25-yard line, so they will step off 10 yards from that spot. And it's going to be first down and about 20 for the Auburn Trojans. Sterling Newman Central Catholic defeated Aledo Mercer County earlier today 14-0. So Sterling Newman Central Catholic awaits the winner of Auburn and Staunton in the state championship game Friday afternoon in DeKalb. Auburn leading 14-12. Clark over the middle, caught by Wilson. He makes the first guy miss. He's still on his feet with a stiff arm. Jared Wilson on the far sideline spins back inside. And boy, he picked up a lot of that yardage. It was first and 20. Wilson got most of it back. Down to the 20-yard line. Picked up 15 on the play. So from first and 20 to second and 5. That's what the Auburn offense can do to you.
The All-Staters, third catch, 91 yards.
You can see
big
why.
Plays.
Hand off to Meyer. He is met and dropped in the backfield. That's going to be third down and about 7.
And Dustin Scheller, again, with a big defensive play for the Bulldogs.
So a huge play right now. 3:25 to play, third quarter. A 2-point Auburn lead. They're facing third and 7 from the Staunton 23.
No doubt they're in four down territory, though, Tim.
Yeah, for all the extra points Costa kicked, he had one field goal all year. Clark from the gun. Straight back, has time to set. Over the middle, wide open, caught by Kelly. First down yardage inside the Bulldog 10, down to the 6. A gain of 16 on the play as Alex Kelly was wide open at the hashes. 3 minutes left, third quarter. 14-12 Auburn, and they are driving, looking for more. From the gun, Clark. He has not been under center all day. He might not have been under center all year, Carl.
Probably not too often.
Will hand to Meyer. Little hesitation. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Noah Meyer. His third of the night. This one from 7 yards. He's got a 1-yarder, a 3-yarder, and now a 7-yarder at the 2:41 mark of the third quarter. It's 20-12. Auburn with the lead and an extra point from Casa could make it a 2-possession game.
Definitely a huge point here. Unfortunately for the Bulldogs, this kicker for Auburn just doesn't miss.
No, he does not. He's perfect today. Clark will hold. Snap back. Hold down. Casa's kick is up, and it is good. Snuck it inside the right upright. 2 minutes, 41 seconds to play. Third quarter of the Class 2A state semifinal. Auburn 21, Staunton 12, back to the Trojan kickoff following these messages.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Big drive for the Trojans, 8 plays, 51 yards. Noah Meyer's third touchdown of the afternoon. And Auburn up by 2 scores as Casa set to kick it away from the 40. High kick, going to be fielded shy of the goal line by Sitko. He will haul it in, 5-10 to the 15. Now he's going to meet Auburn coverage players and not reach the 20-yard line. Sitko down at the 19.
Excellent coverage by the Auburn Trojans, and their defense, really, since that first quarter, has just been pretty dominating up front. They're not letting any of these running backs get away.
It's 21 unanswered points by the Auburn Trojans. Staunton led this game 12-0 early, only to see Auburn storm back. 21-12 Auburn, and the Bulldog offense needs to get a drive working.
Sitko in his last 5 carries in his half. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2. That's what he's gained. He can't get any breakaways.
Bruin from the gun, going to swing it out quickly to Kane Krager. Makes the catch, and not much after the catch is right there to bring him down is Jesse Kessler.
Kessler's made a lot of plays over there for this Auburn team.
Gain of 2 that time for Krager. Clock running, 2:15 for the third quarter. Big, big crowd on hand here this afternoon for this Class 2A state semifinal between two local towns, Auburn and Staunton. Of course, Auburn has been in this game 4 times previous, never able to pick up the win and get to state. Staunton, their first appearance in the semis, and they're the only 4-loss team left in any of the playoffs. Little hook and lateral. They fake the lateral. Stinnett's bringing it back the other way. He's got room. Picked up a block. Seth Stinnett has a first down, I do believe, or close to. And I tell you what, Carl, the Auburn defense did a heck of a job to recover as they were fooled on the fake pitch.
Real good play calling by the Bulldogs, Tim, and it does give them a first down.
Well, it looked like that play might go for 40 or 50 yards. Instead, the Auburn defense comes right back across the field and limits it to a 10-yard gain. That was great pursuit by the Trojan defense. Staunton went right, act like they're going to run the hook and ladder, and then they kept it, and then it came back the other way. Bruin straight back in the pocket. He's going to unload. Has a man spinning. Caught and he has snowed under pretty quickly after he crossed the 35 to the 37, a gain of 6. Good open field tackling from Auburn here this afternoon. The wind now coming straight out of the north, right into the face of the Bulldogs. 85 seconds to play, third quarter. 21-12, Auburn with the lead. Staunton has the football.
Another first down here, Tim, and they should be able to turn it to the fourth quarter and have the win the rest of this football game. And maybe more important, Auburn will be against the wind throwing it.
Broon from the gun. He will roll near side. He's going to set. Now he's pressured. Comes back the other way. Here's his athleticism. Jake into the secondary. He's loose down the sideline. Still on his feet across midfield. Hurdle the guy. And he is inside the Auburn 45 down to the 42.
What a lot of these Bulldog fans have been waiting for. And we know it can happen anytime is that Jake Broom escape from what should be a loss and turn it into a huge game.
Gain of 21 that time for Broom. Did it with his legs. Clock running 50 seconds, third quarter. First and 10 Dogs from the Auburn 41-yard line. So officially be a gain of 22. His biggest scramble of the day. Play clock inside of 10. Dogs to the line. Third quarter clock to 33 seconds. Double wing set. Jake Brute will fake the pitch. He's going to unload down the sideline. That pass is incomplete, nearly intercepted by Michael Ricker. At that time, Carl, Seth Stinnett had to turn from receiver to defensive back.
Throw again. Well, he's thrown into that wind, and it was short again.
We saw Jake Broon really whip some balls through the wind a week ago in Gillespie, but a different type of wind here today, Carl. We've seen a lot of balls just kind of floating when they get up in that wind coming out of the northwest. 25 seconds to play, third quarter. Second and 10 for the Dogs from the Auburn 41. 21 unanswered points from the Trojans have them in front here in the state semifinal. Broom, oh, he faked the pitch wide, gave it to Thacker on an inside handoff, and Colt down to the Auburn 35-yard line, a gain of 7. Very nice play call there on second and 10 to set up third and short for what undoubtedly will be four down territory. Only 6 seconds left in the quarter, and the Bulldogs will let the third quarter expire. One touchdown in the quarter belonged to Noah Meyer on the Auburn Trojans. It was Meyer's third of the afternoon, and with three quarters in the book, Auburn leading Staunton 21-12. The winner will play Sterling Newman Central Catholic for the 2A state championship on Friday in DeKalb. Who will it be? Back with the money quarter following these messages. Here we go, money quarters, third and four for the Dogs. Broon in the pocket, flush. He's going to tuck and run. Step arm makes the first guy miss. He's got the Bulldog first down, slung out of bounds. No flag coming for a late hit as Broon, again with his legs, keeps the drive alive inside the Auburn 30 down to the 27. Picked up 8 on the scramble. And with Broon, Carl, it's always hard to tell if that was designed or not.
Well, I know what you mean, and I think it was a pass play, and he just seen the opportunity to get that first down and took it.
The sun is out here in Staunton as the Bulldogs now attacking the south end zone as they switched in to begin the fourth quarter. 11:52 left in the game. A must-score drive for the Dogs, down 21-12. Broon from the gun. He's going to tuck it and run it again. Jake Broon picks up about 5 on the play, down to the 22. And, Carl, you kind of get the sense now that Jake Broon's like, you know what? I'm a senior. We need a play. Get on back, boys. I want to take us there. 11:30 to play ball game. Jake Broon has been the heart and soul of this club all year. They were 4-0. He got hurt. They limped to the finish at 5-4. He got healthy in the postseason. And here Staunton is in the state semifinals. Second and 3 from the Auburn 21. Broon comes under center. Hands to Thacker. Colt Thacker fighting. Churning close to first down yardage. It'll depend on the spot inside the 20 down to about the 18. He's going to be a yard shy. It'll be third and 1. From the 19-yard line. 10:51 to play in the ball game. Scheller checks back into the lineup. The big senior fullback.
Might be an indication on who's getting the ball here.
I'd give it to him.
I would, too.
Maroon will come under center. Scheller, the deep back. They will hand to Dustin. Scheller, he has the Bulldog first down. Inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Picked up five to the big man. 10-28 for the ball game.
Kind of like money in the bank, isn't it?
Sure seems that way. That's right. There aren't many sure things in life, Carl, but apparently third and one, Scheller will pick it up. 21-12. Auburn leads. Bulldogs driving. A must-score possession here. Down by two scores. It's getting late. Scheller again lines up in the backfield. Brune comes under center. Motions Allison. Takes the pitch to Allison. Gives to Scheller. Here's Dustin Scheller. Fighting. Churning. To the five and maybe to the four. Officially, they're going to mark him at the five. A gain of eight for Dustin Scheller. And, Carl, this is kind of where the Bulldogs' bread was buttered most of the year. Brune and Scheller.
No doubt about it. And Dustin obviously fighting through a lot of pain and just tough being out there, be it both defense and offense. But he right here in this series, he wants to be out there.
9:40 to play. Ball game here in the state semifinal. Staunton threatening. Second and three from the six. They'll pitch it wide to Sitko. Marcus fighting hard. Not much there. To the five and no more. It'll be third down and three. Staunton can get a first down without a touchdown. They must get to the Trojan four for a new set of downs. Clock running 9:12 for the game. Bruin from the sideline with the play into the Bulldog huddle. Some of the Staunton fans have rose to their feet here. Big, big play. Double wing set. Bruin under center. Thacker the deep man. They motion Sitko. They go the other way with Thacker. Colt got through one tackle. Fighting hard. Close to the sticks. The ball is out. They're going to have to uncover the pile to see who has it. I think Staunton has it. Allison got on top of it. And it's
covering there.
Right at the sticks. They get a first down. Looks like it's going to be fourth and an inch. No, first down.
Go
on the draw. First and goal, Dogs. What a run from Colt Thacker, Carl. He was stopped initially and surged forward right to the three to move the chains. Big run from Colt Thacker right there, the 5'10", 160-pound junior.
And a huge save of Jonathan Allison after that surge probably caused the fumble.
Allison saved him last week. Triple I. They hand to Scheller. Dustin fighting. Touchdown! 8:28 left in the semifinal, and the Bulldogs are right back in it. It's a one-score game, 21-18, thanks to the big boy, Dustin Scheller. Brune and Scheller on that drive did the heavy lifting. But don't forget about Thacker and Allison. What a huge drive. It was a must drive, Carl. They had to have it. After Auburn went down and scored a touchdown, Staunton comes right back on the ensuing drive and answers. And now they will line up and go for two. Brune from the gun. He's going to run the option. No, he's going to throw. Looking behind his intended target, Allison, and incomplete. So the Dogs are 0-for-3 on their conversions today. The Trojans are 3-for-3 on their conversions today, and right now that is the difference. 8:28 left in the 2A state semifinal. Auburn 21, Staunton 18. Don't go anywhere. We got a heck of a finish coming up here from Staunton High School. The Bulldog kickoff squib down the field to the 10 to the 5. Meyer picks it up, loses his footing down on his backside, and Auburn is going to be pinned deep in their own end, Carl, at their own 7-yard line with 8:25 to play. And that was a time-consuming drive for the Bulldogs, a little over 6 minutes off the clock. What a huge answer. A 3-point Auburn lead, and they've got the football on their own 7. And now the Dog fans are into it. Clark from the gun will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer cuts it up inside. Oh, big hole for Noah Meyer. He's got a first down out to the 20-yard line, a gain of 13. And Noah Meyer is starting to gash the Bulldog defense.
He is. And, you know, they've controlled him most of the game, but he's got the three touchdowns scored. Now he's up to 58 yards and 13 carries, and none bigger than that one.
First and 10 now from the 20-yard line for the Trojans. Clark straight back in the pocket, has to tuck it down, and he gets away from a would-be sack. Now he's going to try to flush it out, get what he can. He's eventually escorted out of bounds. Picked up a short gain in the play when it looked like he was going to be sacked. So Corbin Clark, maybe not known quite as the runner like Jake Brunner.
Not much of a runner, but he has been eluding a lot of sacks here today.
He's made a couple of terrific plays with his legs to keep plays alive. He picked up three on the play when there was nothing there. Second and seven now. Trojans quickly to the line of scrimmage. 8 minutes to play, ball game. Clark from the gun has Meyer off his right shoulder. They will give to Meyer. Noah trapped in the backfield. Damian Kulosh with the stop, and it's third down. Clock running, 7:45 for this semifinal. Must stop for the Dogs right here. Can they get Auburn off the field? What a great game here this afternoon between the Auburn Trojans and Staunton Bulldogs. Two worthy teams in the state semifinal. One of them will play Sterling Newman Central Catholic for the championship on Friday in DeKalb. Third and eight. Clark rolling, looking, unloads, has a man, Wilson. Did he make the catch? No! The All-Stater couldn't make the sliding catch, and the Trojans will have to punt. How about that? The All-Stater Clark slightly underthrew it, and the All-Stater Wilson almost made a spectacular sliding catch right at the sticks, but he couldn't hold on. Now Casa on to punt. 7:17 for the game. Dog should get good field position. Bruin waiting back at his own 47-yard line. Casa will stand at his own 7. He's already had one snap sail over his head today. Casa waiting. The snap is a good one. Casa has it. Drives it down the middle of the field. Bruin at midfield makes the catch. Makes the first guy miss. Wrapped up immediately and dropped. Good coverage there. Zach Silvis was the second man in. But the Bulldogs have very good field position. 7:08 to play in the state semifinal. Staunton's defense, Carl, did what they had to do.
They did a great job, Tim, as they stopped this Trojan offense. And, yeah, plenty of time.
In the
plenty
first
of
half,
time here.
We saw Auburn score, get a stop, and score. We just saw Staunton score and get a stop. Can they follow it up with what would be the go-ahead touchdown? Long way to go, though, from their own 47, 7:08 to play. Of course, it's a good field position, Carl, but in the state semifinal, 53 yards seems like a long way away. Double wing set. Broom will hand it off inside to Thacker. Ball is out, and the Trojans have it. Thacker got stripped as he crossed midfield, and Auburn picked it up.
It would have been a nice little gain, about 5 yards, but the fumble turns the ball over to Auburn here. And, boy, if the Bulldogs defense doesn't hold them, you know time is going to become a factor real quick here.
The defense did what they wanted to do, and then on the first play from scrimmage, the Dogs cough it up. 7:02 left. Auburn's offense right back on the field. They've got a second chance. A three-point Trojan lead. Clark looking to throw. He is pressured and flushed. Unloads far sideline, incomplete. With 6:56 to play. Clock will stop on the incompletion. 21-18. Auburn has the lead. Oh, and Staunton had their chance. They're still in the ball game, but they had the football down three and turned it over. Clark from the gun now. He will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer looking right side, fighting hard, and Scheller brings him down right at midfield for a gain of 3. So it'll set up third down for the Auburn Trojans. 6:40 to play in the state semifinal. This has been a sensational high school football game. If it's the regular season, it's a good one, Carl.
Oh, no doubt. It's just a good game, period.
Fourth in the state title game. Here we go. Clark unloads, looking, has a man, Wilson. Caught. First down. There's the All-State connection. Clark to Wilson. First down into Staunton territory at the 36-yard line. A big gain of 14 on third down.
And the All-Stater, over 100 yards in receptions, four catches, 105 yards.
Auburn looking for their first appearance in the state championship game. They have lost four times in the state semifinal. Looking to reverse that trend here this afternoon at Staunton. Clark will hand to Meyer. Noah racing right side looking for the edge. He gets it, but not for long as Broom comes in and tosses him out of bounds after a gain of about two. Clock is running inside of 6 minutes for the ball game. The biggest plays in the last couple of minutes, the Bulldog fumble, obviously, in the third down connection from Clark to Wilson to keep the drive alive. 21-18, Auburn has the lead and the football, 5:35 left. The Trojans will scrimmage from the Staunton 33. Clark again from the gun, brings two receivers to the near side. Clark will play action to Meyer, throws behind Gahagan, incomplete.
Great coverage there by Sicko for the Bulldogs.
It sets up another third down for the Auburn Trojans. Third and six. Clock stops on the incompletion with 5:27 to play in the state semifinal. This big crowd has been entertained here this afternoon. Both these teams have left it all on the field. Auburn going into the wind here in the fourth quarter. Third and six. Wilson will motion across the formation. Clark from the gun, straight back in the pocket, has pressure, he's flushed, he's going to unload, has a man looking in zone, Wilson, it is caught, touchdown! Brune was there, Carl, it looked like Brune maybe got confused, he thought the ball was going to travel a little farther, Wilson made a great break on the football for the touchdown.
Wilson definitely the big player of the game today for the Auburn Trojans as far as receptions. Ends up with another huge one.
A 34-yard touchdown strike on third down, and the All-State connection comes up big for the Auburn Trojans, and that might be the one that puts them in the state championship game. 27-18. Casa on for the try. It's a six-play drive following the fumble, 53 yards. Casa's extra point is up. And it is good. 5:17 to play. Auburn 28, Staunton 18. There's still time, but the Bulldogs got a lot of work to do. Back with the Auburn kickoff following these messages. Corbin Clark to Jared Wilson, All-Stater to All-Stater for a 34-yard touchdown strike. Extra point from Casa. Good. A 10-point Auburn lead at 28-18, and boy, has Wilson had a big day here. A couple of huge plays. One led to Auburn's first score. This one puts him up by two scores late in the ballgame. Little squib kick goes all the way to Brune at the 10. Picks it up full head of steam, 25. Jake Brune out across midfield. Jake Brune, it's a fun race. 30, 20, 15, 10, and he's caught at the 5. Holy cow! The Bulldogs are right back in it. The little squib kick, Carl. The Bulldogs just let it go right to Jake.
Jake Broom. Well, he looked like he was put him on their back the last touchdown drive. He basically set him up very well for this one.
Wow.
For the Bulldogs.
How about that? That's exactly what they needed. They needed a big return, and they got it. We've talked all year about Jake Broom. He's not just a quarterback. He's not just a great defender in the secondary. He's a great return guy as well.
And there was the great return.
So now can the Dogs punch it in quickly, Carl? They don't want to waste too much time here. They've got it at the 3. First and goal at the 3 following Bruin's return. Triple I formation. Bruin will hand to Kulosh. Damien fighting hard for the end zone, and he is down to the 2. It'll be second down and goal. Clock running inside of 5 minutes. The last line of defense for Auburn had the angle on Jacob Brune. That's the only reason they caught him. Clock running 4:45 for the state semifinal. A 10-point Auburn lead. Staunton, though, second and goal at the 3. Again, they come out triple I formation. Scheller, the deep back. Give it to Dustin. They'll keep it with Brune. Jake straight ahead. Is he into the end zone waiting for the signal? I don't think so. Down to the 1. Boy, it looked like he had a good surge initially, and then it was just shut off. Clock running, 4:18 for the game. Third and goal from the 1 now. What a game here this afternoon. The wind coming more straight out of the north now. Staunton is attacking the south end zone. Clock running inside of 4 minutes now. Dogs still in the huddle.
Now let's see if we don't go with engine number 44 this time.
Scheller is the deep back. Bruin will hand to Scheller. Dust it into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. We got ourselves a ball game. 3:47 left. It's 28-24. Thanks to Jake Bruin's massive kickoff return. And then Dustin Scheller pounds it in from 1 yard out. Like you said, Carl, engine 44 wasn't going to be denied.
We just kind of love that play on third and short yardage.
Now the Dogs are going to try for the extra point to make it a three-point game with 3:47 left. And that's the difference right now. The Dogs have not converted any of their extra points today. Auburn has. Snap back, hold down. Stinnett's kick is up, and it is good. That is a big kick, Carl. Makes it a field goal game with 3:47 to play. Jake Bruin ran the kickoff back to the three. Dustin Scheller punched it in. We ain't done yet. 3:47 left in the state semifinal. Auburn 28, Staunton 25. Auburn 28, Staunton 25. 3:47 to play in the state semifinal. And Carl, we've seen the Staunton defense turn the Trojans away here the last few possessions. So do you run the risk and kick it deep?
I think you could, but I think the onside kick doesn't really hurt you. You're still going to have to stop them, or otherwise they're going to eat up too much clock on you anyway.
If you kick it deep, you may never see the football again in the season. They will drive it down the heart of the field. Wilson will pick it up at the 15-20 through the 25, and he is wrapped up and slammed to the turf. Blake Greer, the first man down, and with 3:42 left, the Staunton season is now on the shoulders of the defense. Auburn will have it first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. They are going right into the teeth of this win. 3:42 to play. The winner will face Sterling Newman Central Catholic for the 2A title Friday afternoon in DeKalb at 1 o'clock. Will it be Auburn or will the Cinderella story continue? On the ground with Meyer. Big hole for Noah Meyer. He picks up about 7 on first down. Huge, huge run again for Meyer.
He's really turned it on this second half as he's out to 70 yards for Auburn.
And the offensive line has really opened up some big holes for him too, especially on that right side. Clock is running. Trojans obviously will take their time now. We've seen the Bulldog defense get a couple of big stops here to get back in the game. Now they need one more. Clark from the gun, second and 3. Meyer off his left shoulder. They motion Wilson. They will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer fighting hard. I think he's about a half yard shy of the first down. It will depend on the spot. He's going to be short. It's going to be third and inches. 2:45 to play in the ball game. Third and inches for the Trojans. Of course, Auburn, Carl, has made their hay throwing the football, but here they are in a power spot.
Here they are, and you're right. You know, when you don't normally take the ball from center, this would be an ideal quarterback sneak.
Clark from the gun, hands to Meyer, and he gets outside, has the first down. 2:22 to play in the game. Meyer picks up the first down. The clock will stop when they move the chain. That was a big conversion for the Trojans.
But you can see where they're not really very good at those third and shorts because they're still in their regular offense. And, yeah, a lot of things can go wrong when you're hiking the ball back to the quarterback 4 yards, 5 yards back.
To the Auburn 39-yard line, first and 10. Clock running to 10 to play state semifinal. Trojans taking their time now, as they should, working that game clock down. We'll be inside of 2 minutes by the end of this play. Clark will turn and hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And Staunton's going to take a timeout with a minute 57 left. Auburn 28, Staunton 25, just a buck 57 left in the state semifinals. The Dogs need a stop to get the ball back. We'll step aside, back with more from Staunton following these messages.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Second and 9 for the Trojans from the 40, leading by 3, a minute 57 left in the state semifinal. Clark from the gun has Meyer in the backfield. Wilson and Gehagan split out to the near side, and now they're coming in to talk to the umpire. Are the Auburn Whiteouts. A minute 57 to play. Play clock running following the Bulldog timeout. Clark from the gun. So I'm pressing the line of scrimmage. The handoff to Meyer crosses the 45. And another timeout taken by the Bulldogs. So, Carl, it is going to come down to this third down play. Staunton, I believe, has only one timeout left. So if Auburn picks up a first down here, they will be playing for the state championship more likely than not. A minute 53 left. The Bulldogs have used their second timeout. It's third and 4 for the Trojans from their own 46-yard line. They need to get to their 49, not only for a first down, Carl, but probably to get to state.
No doubt, first down here, and then you're just going to be able to almost run the clock out without Bulldogs only having one timeout left.
We've seen Auburn put the football on the ground 3 times today. They lost 2 of them, recovered another one themselves.
And do they put the ball in the air? That's really their normal game, and they've had one pick.
It's a see-your-breath kind of day here in Staunton, but you know what? These fans have been entertained from the opening kickoff. Staunton scored the first 12, only to see Auburn come back with 21 unanswered. But since that time, the Dogs have scratched and clawed their way right back into the state semifinal, and they now have Auburn in a 3rd and 4 following the timeout. The sun comes out. Can the Dogs get the stop and get the ball back? Here we go. Corbin Clark from the gun. The Staunton fans rise as one. Clark takes the snap. Almost got the Dogs to jump. They will hand to Meyer. Noah Meyer is stopped. He's not going to get it. 4th down.
Guess who was one of the defenders? A Dustin. One of many, though.
How about that?
3 or 4 Dogs got him. And I'm actually surprised Auburn stayed on the ground.
They did, and Staunton used their last timeout. A minute 49 left. The Bulldog defense does exactly what they needed to do, force a 4th down. And Carl, Dave Bates, looking for his first trip to state, wouldn't dare go for it, would he? Staunton's out of timeouts.
I just don't think he will. Even though you're punting in the wind, you're going to make him go another 25, 30 yards.
So Staunton is out of timeouts. You would sure think Auburn is going to punt it deep and force the Bulldogs to go the length of the field to beat him. And Casa coming on to the field. Dave Bates has been the head coach way too long to get caught up in video game football right now, Carl.
I don't see them going for it here, especially from a fake position. But I also don't see them wanting to kick to a certain man in the backfield.
Well, the last time Auburn kicked, Jake Bruhn ran it down inside the 5-yard line.
I got to think they might want to just kick it directional and maybe even try and just kick it out of bounds 25 yards down the field.
And Staunton will have the wind at their back. They're the Cinderella team. What better way for it to come down than with the football in the hands of Jake Bruhn and a chance to win it? Costa will punt from inside his own 35. Oh, they snapped it over his head again. Costa picks it up, tries to put it away, and he did it. It's off the side of his foot and out of bounds. Unbelievable. The Dogs are going to take over near midfield. Carl, the second time today, the snap sails over the head of the punter.
Unbelievable.
And Dave Bates says, who upstairs has a problem with me? 100 seconds to go in the state semifinal. And unbelievably, the Bulldogs have a chance. They don't have to go the length of the field. They have to go 45 yards. That is it. The ball crossed out of bounds at the Auburn 45-yard line. Well, you thought the Greenville-Mount Carmel game was crazy last week, Carl. Not as many points, but This fourth quarter's been crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Holy smokes. Here we go. Can the Dogs do it? Can the Cinderella story make it to the Cow? Brune, rolling, looking, has a man. Finish with the catch. First down, Dogs, at the Auburn 35-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Auburn led this game 21-12. All of a sudden, it's 28-25. Dogs have the ball on the move. Clock running, 90 seconds to play. A trip to the state title game on the line. Brune from the gun. Wheel motion Allison. Brune rolling now. He's in trouble. He's going to tuck and run. And he is brought down after a short gain on the play. Son's got to get to the line quickly. No timeouts. The clock is running. 70 seconds to play. Brune got down to the 32. A little bit of confusion for the Dogs now. 60 seconds left. Second and 8 from the 32. Brune rolling far side. He's looking end zone. Allison overthrew him by about 2 yards. Allison had a step on Alex Kelly. 51 seconds left. Third down and 8.
And that time, having the wind at your back hurt him. That really blows perfectly farther than he thought it would probably go.
51 seconds left. Who would have thunk it, Carl, when Auburn went up 21-12 with 2:40 to play in the third quarter, that the Dogs would have the ball at the 32 with a chance to win with a touchdown? The game can turn just like that. And Auburn didn't really, the snap over the head of the punter didn't help, but really the Staunton defense just stuffed them here in the fourth quarter. Brune from the gun, rolls near side now. He's in trouble. Keeps it alive with his legs. He's going to throw. Uh-oh. Dangerous pass. Cinco caught it. Touchdown. Touchdown. Cinco caught it. And double coverage. 41 seconds left. Staunton has the lead. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Cinco. Cinderella is alive. A 32-yard touchdown strike. Carl, what just happened?
There was a jump ball. Defense was there, but Cisco wanted it more.
Oh, my goodness. You will not see a better catch than that. A trip to state on the line, double covered, and he caught it. 31-28. Spin it on for the try. Snap back, hold down. Sets kick up. It is gone. 41 seconds left, and Auburn is stunned. Staunton 32, Auburn 28. Back with the final 41 seconds after this one message. So Auburn had to punt. The snap went over Costa's head. He could only get the ball out to the Trojan 45. 4 plays later, the Dogs are into the end zone on one of the best catches you will ever see. Marcus Sitko was double covered, the ball hanging in the air. He made the adjustment and the catch. 32 for Staunton, 28 for Auburn. McCall, 41 seconds, more than enough time for the Trojans to get down the field. All three timeouts. Wow. Nobody here can believe what they just saw happen. Little squib kick, ball's loose. Did Staunton recover? It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Auburn football. And Carl, a little squib kick there, and the Trojans will have it at their own 40-yard line with 39 seconds to play.
Well, Auburn does get good field position here, and we know they have a great passing attack.
They must go 60 yards to get to state. I cannot believe what has happened here in the fourth quarter, Carl. This is one of the most amazing things I have seen in all the years I've been doing play-by-play at WSMI. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Clark from the gun. Rolling. Flushed out. Sideline. Dropped by Cooper Eaker. And, Carl, the Trojans are stunned right now. 33-and-a-half second stand between the Bulldogs and a trip to state. Sterling Newman Central Catholic awaits the winner in DeKalb Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. If the Dogs are there, we will be there. 33.5 seconds left. Prevent defense for Staunton. Clark drops back. He's going to unload over the middle. That is caught, keeping him in bounds. They do. Short of first down yardage. Clock running. And Dave Bates quickly up to call a timeout with 25 seconds left. Auburn got that ball to right at midfield. One of the most unbelievable fourth quarters you will ever, ever see. Auburn led 21-12 heading to the fourth quarter. Staunton would get a touchdown at 8:28 of the fourth quarter from Scheller. Auburn came right back with a spectacular touchdown from Clark to Wilson. That made it 28-18. Looked like turn the lights out. The party's over. Jake Bruin and company had a different idea. Bruin returned the ensuing kickoff down to the three. They punched it in. The defense got the stop. And then Bruin found Sitko.
One big touchdown, Sitko. Oh. Big one last week, and, yeah, again this week.
That's right. This one a little bigger, though.
As of now, you bet it is.
We'll have this game in a podcast for you Monday morning at WSMIRadio.com. This game is better than anyone could have even hoped for, Carl. Two local teams squaring off in the semifinals with a trip to the state championship on the line, and we have been treated to what you would call an instant classic.
We got the Bulldogs in a prevent defense. They got four backs 20 yards from the line of scrimmage right now.
50 yards between one of these teams and state. 26.5 seconds left. It's third and one. Clark, pressure, unloads down the sideline, looking incomplete. Flags, no.
It might be intercepted.
Picked off, yes! Bruce got it! The Dogs will go to state. How about that? Jake Bruin with the pick. Holy cow. Mr. Bruin, have yourself a ball game, young man. He got hurt in the middle of the year. The Staunton team had such a different look to it. And now here in the state semifinal, Jake Bruin makes big play after big play. And for Auburn, yet more heartbreak in the state semifinals. Holy cow. Bruin came up with the pick.
Yep, look out, state. Here comes right. Cinderella team.
We're going to try to talk to Mike Parmentier after this ballgame if we can get him on the airwaves. Oh, what an afternoon in Staunton. The Dogs trail 21-12 late in the third. They have come all the way back, and they are going to go to state. Bruin takes the knee. Auburn can't believe it. Staunton is ecstatic, and Cinderella will head north to the Cal with a date with Sterling Newman Central Catholic Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in DeKalb. Now, the Trojans still have a couple of timeouts, so they take one with 14.7 seconds left. Actually, a flag on the field there. Not sure what that flag is for. Don't see a signal yet. It's going to be on Staunton, it would appear, as the Bulldogs have come all the way back in the most improbable of fashions. And really what turned it was that big kickoff return from Jake Bruin. He got it all the way down inside the five. Scheller punched it in. And I guess, Carl, as you say, the rest is going to be history here in Staunton.
It is indeed.
What an unbelievable finish. Auburn thought they had this game in the bag. And you can just look out across the field at the Auburn kids, Carl. A lot of them just hands on hips, shaking their head. They cannot believe what has just happened here. I don't think Staunton can necessarily believe it either. I know I can't.
Staunton, well, they're living the dream. There's no doubt about it.
Staunton Fizzler front said, we had them all the way. We knew it. That's right.
An easy win for Staunton.
That's
that
right.
Way.
Another knee for Bruin. Mm. And the Auburn Trojans, are they going to stop the clock? I don't think they are. Down to 10 seconds. Cinderella going to the state championship game. The only Ford lost team left in any of the playoffs. We'll go to the Calv on Friday afternoon as Parmentier and Bruin embrace at the 20. How about this? Carl, we've seen it before with Staunton. 1993 basketball team. They weren't supposed to be there either.
And they made shots they shouldn't make. Well, I think we've seen a pass that shouldn't be caught today.
Unbelievable ball game here this afternoon. Staunton from 5-4, barely in the playoffs, to the state championship game. They defeat Auburn 32-28.